kids that come to our camp, you know, I tell them, I'm like, look, if we're in there to see you, we watch you from the second you get out of your car, the second you get back in your car. You know, we're watching how you treat your parents. We're watching what you do pregame. We're watching what you eat at the concession stand. You know, all those things, they're all important.
No good player has ever said, well, who else is going to be the shortstop? The best players just say, sign who you want. I'm going to beat them, right?
And the other thing for baseball players, if you want to be a great baseball player and play at the highest levels, then be an athlete first.
Hello and welcome to the Coach's Corner podcast, where the coaches hang out with Walter. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. If it has to do with baseball, it has to be in the book. The question for you, are you in the book? Now let's join our host, Walter Beattie.
You know, and I try to explain to parents, when I was a coach, I had a young man that was a Division III All-American as a junior. As a sophomore, he was a conference all second team. As a freshman, I think he pitched maybe four innings. And I always have a slide where I'll say to parents, if you knew you could have this as a junior, what would you say? Oh, yeah, sign me up for the All-American thing. That's a big, okay, sophomore year. Oh, yeah, All-Conference. Boom, that freshman year. So can you talk about student athletes need to have that word patience, competitive nature, and the desire to develop not only physically but mentally, because that's really what college baseball is all about.
Well, you've hit on the $64,000 question statement.
Good, I win that. All right.
I mean, we live in a society that looks for a silver bullet.
Right.
I mean, we hit reset. We hit repeat, replay, whatever it is, and expect that to be the answer. Well, we're in a game of failure that just chews you up and spits you out, man. So the mental side of it is probably the side that has the most, you know, gracious long-term effect on all of us. Because if you can sustain yourself throughout the course of this, of your baseball career, it's going to provide a great basis for you regarding real life. You know, and if you choose to leave it, if you choose to quit it, then you're going to quit other things. And that's not just me. That's Burtmanisms. That, you know, you quit baseball, you quit, you'll quit every other thing you ever try to do, right? So it's a challenging game where 3 out of 10 is super success, right? I mean, it's phenomenal.
Right.
So when you go to a spot, when you go there, if you're a Power 5 player, you're probably going to be asked to contribute as a freshman. Well, there's probably a reason why you're there anyway, right? There are very few walk-ons or non-recruited guys at Power 5 schools. Now, I didn't say there's not roster guys or not team guys that are there, right? That might be playing somewhere else, but they wanted to go there. That's where they see their future. So they're gaining knowledge, they're gaining experience just by showing up every day, right? For the player that comes here, he may be a tick under the radar. And that's where he gets an opportunity to grow. And from a coaching perspective, here and any place that I've ever worked, I've always said, hey, you know, yes, what does he look like now? But let's get him in our strength and conditioning program. Let's get him into more than 75 swings a day of quality swings, more than 50 reps of quality ground balls, more than 30 to 40 to 50 reps of fly balls. I don't know about you, but if you've run 60-yard sprints trying to catch a fly ball and you do it 30 times, you're gassed.
Gassed, right.
Right? So there's only so much you can do on an individual basis and regarding to development on a daily basis, but it's putting it on there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, where you start, okay, now what's that guy look like his sophomore year? And that's what happened to your boy. He went from a good player as a freshman to an all-conference player as a sophomore to an all-American as a junior and a draft pick as a senior. That's called development. Is that the benefit? I mean, is that the product of the coaches? Partial? Is that the product of the player? partial? Is that also the product of the strength and condition? You betcha. Is it also the product of the nutritionalist? You betcha. Maybe the kid figured it out that he actually needed 8 hours of sleep instead of, you know, six and two more hours at the party store. You know, so I mean, all right. of those things start to play, come in. And I think that's what this game has a chance to teach our men, you know, to go, boy, this is a challenge day in and day out. I have to be ready if I really want to play on a daily basis. Okay, well, mentality, how do I do that? You know, and I think of my spring training roommate, Billy Ripken, when I think of that, when he goes, hey, you know, I was the biggest cheerleader on the fan, on the stand, in the dugout, on the steps, because when I got my chance, I wanted you to cheer for me too. So mentally, mentally, he was ready to go, you know. Right. And I just think sometimes people bypass the opportunity to go to a place and develop and get bigger and potentially open the doors to whatever, and they go to some place where their development might get thwarted. You know, it really might get thwarted. So I hope that our listeners really think about that when we talk about, you know, hey, do I want to go be a dude or do I want to go be the dude? And really start giving programs like mine, like UNCW, like College of Charleston, like Elon, like NCANT, like Northeastern, Stony Brook, all of these CAA schools. Oh, my God. This is some good baseball, man.
That's some really good baseball. I mean, you just rattled off arguably a bunch of schools that are in the top 40 in the country year in and year out. And that's really the reason why I wanted you to be on, because I think a lot of parents and student athletes are so pre-programmed, you know, whether it's through social media or what have you, with the, you know, we have to go there or here. There's so much great baseball, and that's why we really, Coach Serrano and myself, want to share that with families. And, you know, the lesson that I take from you with regard to not only current student athletes, but, you know, the high school athlete that is dreaming about college baseball, is you have to pursue, you have to be persistent, and you want to persevere, you know. And so, you know, when you try to tell athletes, it's an ebb and a flow. It's a peak and a valley. There are never just straight lines in anything to do in life, let alone baseball. And so you epitomize that as far as the passion, you know, the passion within the sport. I'd like you to just kind of share in closing, what type of advice or what piece of advice would you give in light of the new recruiting rules? You get all these 26s and 27s. They're like in the stable saying, hey, we used to be recruited and now nobody talks to us. You know, do we go to the camps? Do we wait until August 1st? What advice would you give to those younger high school athletes that are kind of biting at the, you know, the dirt saying we want to be recruited? What, how would you best like to see them prepare to be a potential college student athlete at Towson?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity, because I'm going to give it to you.
Good. That's what we want.
I'm going to give you the Tyner effect right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Preach.
So most of these kids that are that age are on some type of travel team, and they're right. probably going all over the country or at least regionally to play their weekend sports. How many of those guys are taking a look at every one of the universities and colleges in the area that they travel to? I mean, a physical look. You go take a peek at whatever school it may be, and you find out if it's appealing to you or not. Now, I don't know about you, but I could probably take a look at 15 girls and go, I'm attracted to two, and I'm not attracted to two, and the other 11, okay, maybe. You know what I mean? And we go from there. Maybe I have to take a second look. Well, that's kind of how I tell these young kids to do this. Let's go take a look. If it's Stone and you don't like Stone, then you ain't going there. If it's Brown Brick and you don't like, if it's Drap, you're not going there. Go look at the field. Well, my high school is better than that. Well, then that's going to be a downer when you get there, right? So you're probably not going there. So start taking advantage. You know, hey, you don't play till 6 o'clock. What are you doing at 10 o'clock? Get off the video game. Go take a ride with your mom and dad. They're there. You know, get them away from the pool and let's go see this college. Let's go see that college. hey, let's sign up, take a tour. I don't need the college coaches to tour me. I want to see what happens on behind, because I only get the college coach for 3 hours a day, max four, right? So all those things, you can do that on your own. That's first. Second is, hey, what's really driving you to a baseball related decision? Well, there are three things, right, that you better be able to check the box to. First and foremost, you introduced yourself and met me when I was at Richmond. You know, part of the fun of Richmond was being able to look a guy like you in the eye and go, hey, Mr. Beatty, your son just made $120,000 for the next 4 years. He just made $30,000 a year. How does that make you feel? Great. Okay, that's the good news. Guess what the bad news is? You owe
$160,000. Right.
Uh-oh. What did I just do? Well, honey, we're going to take out a second mortgage. Well, and most of the people that I talked to could swing it. Could I? No, babe. I couldn't swing it. So I applaud those people that prepared, that got themselves in a situation to handle the schooling of their offspring. That's phenomenal. But that's a big box. Why are you looking at Richmond if you can't afford it? Why are you looking at this if you can't afford it? Why are you? Come on. Let's have that tough conversation with Junior right now that says, yeah, you know, we can maybe get you there, but we can't afford to fly you back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast every year and pay $10,000 for that. I mean, come on. We're not made of money, you know. So that conversation has to be made, right? And then this is the biggie. And this really does chat me sometimes, Walt, because it has to be an academic fit. I mean, an academic fit. I'm not talking about something where, you know, I'm going to go there, and if they don't have what I got, then okay. All right. Really? So I'm going to go to XYZ University. I want to be an engineer, but I can't. I'm going to go study language. And then when I'm done, I'm going to go, no, man, come on, really? Let's not do that. And that's where I look at the parents and go, what are we doing? What are we teaching our children? You know, no, let's go learn something, because here's 4 years of an opportunity for you to not only mature on a baseball field, but you to mature in a classroom and really give you a strong foundation for success in your life. Take advantage of it, man. Please take advantage of it. So find an institution that offers what you want to study so that you feel like you're moving forward for professional and personal development. And then lastly, athletics. Go find a place where you feel comfortable playing. And how do you do that? Well, you got to come to my camp. You got to go to your camp. You got to go to one of those schools that you happen to tour that you kind of liked, that you needed some closure on. You got to go to that camp. You got to go to Dave Serrano's camp when he was at Tennessee. You got to go there, and you got to see me. See this? This is what you get Monday through Sunday.
What you know, you see is what you get.
That's it. You know, I ain't pulling no punches. I'm way too old, man. My career's on the downward. So if I'm not looking to go to USC, I'm trying to build the hell out of Towson.
Right, right.
You know, so this is it. You can either help me, you can hurt me, or we can go somewhere in the middle. I'll take somewhere in the middle to help, you know, but you need to find out what that coach is like. If he's just sat back there while looking on his phone during the camp, that's a moneymaker camp. He ain't recruiting. He ain't writing anything down. He's not. You waste your time. But you found out you didn't want to play for him either.
Right.
You found out you didn't want to play for him. So those are some things that you can be doing. Now, national camps, if you're a talent, go. Definitely go. And you know what talent is. You see it on the weekends. You see it on Thursdays and Friday when you play yourself. Or if you just want to go experience it and then maybe come back later, okay, go do that, because there's nothing wrong with gaining a base of knowledge, right? The recruiting services, yeah, there's so many good things you can work for. But the last thing I'll say is this. You have to be realistic. I sat in a grandstand of scouts this past scout day for us. And I said, gentlemen, what's it take to get drafted as a position player nowadays? Everybody's head just went down. They're like, you know, oh God, the old man's going to put me on the spot. You know, I said, yo, I said, I still want to know, you know, tell me what you got, you know. And then finally one guy spoke up and he goes, we've got 20 rounds now, right? I go, yeah. He goes, okay. He goes, how many guys are on a roster? And I said, 25 active in the big leagues. He goes, yep. He goes, how many of those guys are pitchers? I said, over half. He goes, yep, that's right. So far, so good. He goes, so what do you think we spend 65 to 70% of our drafts on? I said, pitching. He goes, okay, great. Figured it out so far? I said, no, need help. He goes, well, let's just say that we say 70. 70% of 20 is 14. That means we've got 6 spots left. He goes, so for position players, we have 6 spots out of 20 times 30. So what we got, 180 players? 180 players to 200 players are going to get drafted in positions. He goes, now to make sure you're realistic, what are we doing in the Caribbean right now? And I said, well, you've probably got your own academy down there. That's correct. And what are we doing down there? I said, you're probably signing those guys that are in your academy and bringing them up. And he goes, that's correct. So how many position players do I really need? I mean, man, thank you so much. I'm going to go tell my guys the same thing. Because as we know, this game ends sooner or later. And what I just said was be realistic. There is nothing wrong with going to the World Series in Appleton, Wisconsin for the Division III national title. And you taking that ring and putting it on your finger. When I won the conference at Bellarmine when we were Division II and went to the regional and lost to Grand Valley State in the bottom of the 8th in a true regional championship game, I couldn't have been more proud of Division II baseball in my life. It was phenomenal. You know, I mean, it's the game. It's not the level, right? I got 70-year-old dudes playing pickup softball right now that are playing it with reckless abandonment because they just want to play. They want to win. Well, hey, fellas, here's the deal. When the game quits being as fun as it was when you were a 10-year-old on your way to Dairy Queen to get the ice cream cone afterward, quit. Give it up. This is a fun game. It doesn't have to be you're going to play professional baseball. It might end for you at college. Make it all it can be now.
So. If there's ever been a coach that has delivered a more powerful message, I have yet to hear it. There's not been one person that I have spoken to in over a decade that has not clearly, really, truly, passionately made the case that all parents and student athletes, if you've heard anything in this discussion with Coach Tyner, those last 5 minutes were absolute platinum. It does not get any clearer. It does not get any better. It does not get any more passionate than that. It's the sport. It's not the destination. It's the game. It's in here. It's something that will never leave you. You go from a player, a student athlete, to a parent, you have a child. It's the baton of the sport. And there's nobody that epitomizes passion for the sport of baseball more than Matt Tyner. And I'm telling you right now, the whole reason we do this is so parents can see, hear, and get a sense for who a coach is. And if there ever is a mentor, a true mentor for the sport of baseball, I don't care about high school, college, travel, professional, it's Coach Tyner. This is a true baseball lifer, but this is a baseball man. And so, Matt, I have to tell you, I knew you were going to be good, but if I had any idea you're going to be this good, I would have had you guys like every week. I'd just have you join me because not only did you absolutely put the icing on the cake, but you literally summed up this whole process. This whole process is not about money and portals and name, image, and life. It's about a game. It's about a passion. When you ride your bike with the bat on the handlebars and your glove off to one of the sides, and you pull up and you hope there's a few guys at the ballpark, that's baseball. That is what baseball is. And until they take the uniform off your back, you should be loving every minute you get to put on a pair of spikes and, you know, kind of saddle up and go ride that baseball pony, because it does end. And when you are done, heck, I'm 61. I'm going to be playing over 60 baseball. And I still love it. I still get a kick out of it. And I still get passionate about playing catch with my kid. So I hope parents were paying attention. Matt, I can't thank you enough for just being you. I mean, just being able to share a part of who you are, what your program is all about. I guarantee you, your social media is going to blow up and your email box is going to blow up. I'm going to put all of that in there. How would you like people to contact you? You want video? You want transcripts? What do you look for when you get that introductory email?
We really like video. I mean, okay. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words, and we break it down as best we possibly can. I take a look at it. The position coach takes a look at it. We've got a director of analytics that breaks it down. And then we go in search of, you know, we go to, if we really like what we see, we go try and find archived video footage of you. And then we start cross-referencing. And then if we have some interest, you know, we actually try to invite people to our camps. Our recruiting budget's not like, you know, Clemson or anybody else. I mean, we bootstrap it. So we do recruit from our camps. And, you know, we've had some really good success getting kids to our camps and letting us take a bird's eye view of them. And then they also get a bird's eye view of our campus. And that's important to us because, as I mentioned to you before, it's got to be a good fit. We want a win-win experience for everybody involved because of this. It takes a village to run a Division I program that's not completely fully funded. So when I get your kid, I also get you, mom and dad. And moms and dads at my level here have been phenomenal. I mean, they run their dugout club. They supplement dinners. They take us here. They do this for us. I couldn't do this without them. There's no way. There's no way. So we recruit family. You know, I know that sounds as corny as possible.
Well, that's the real deal.
But it is, you know, and I mean, of course, we bring some people along for the ride. We have to, because not everybody's financially able to contribute. And we understand that. But we, you know, I'm a good old Catholic boy. Time, talent, or treasure. You got one of those three you can give me, you know, so let's make it work, you know, and somehow, some way. We get it done. So I'll close by this, man.
Sure.
You hit it on the nail head, and we talked about it before. You know, in life, man, we sometimes we get caught up in that word entitlement, right? And we just really should really kind of push the brakes on that word alone, because we don't have to do anything except pay taxes and die. Oh. Everything else we get to do. We choose to do what we do. We choose. So if you choose to do something, then do it with all you got.
Amen.
Right? And earn your keep. Earn your keep. I mean, I was content being an assistant coach. Here's your trivia question. I'll win you a beer at the next. Okay. I don't drink anymore, but I'll win you a beer. You know who the oldest living first-time hire Division I baseball coach was?
I'm going to go with Matt Tyner for 200, Alex.
There you go. 58 years old. First time ever. So, you know, I'm still pitching out there, man. I still got to earn this. Somebody was kind enough to give me a chance. And do I want to end up in Omaha every year? That's my goal.
Right.
Am I realistic that – man, I got a lot of hurdles to go through to get there. But yes, that's my goal. Let's get to Omaha. I got there three times as a player. I'd love to go back as a coach, you know. So that's it. Remember, we don't have to do this. We get to do this. You know, this is amazing, man. Thanks for having me.
Choose, don't chase. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a student athlete or you're a parent and you did not get fired up after listening to Coach Tyner, I mean, you better check the pulse and make sure everything's working properly, because if I still had eligibility left, or I had any eligibility at all, I'd be running to Towson State, because that's a life mentor that you want to surround and put into your student athlete's life. I'm going to have all of Coach Tyner's information in the description, whether it's the podcast or the video, and all the video clips. We'll have the email address, the social media profile, everything and anything to do with Towson State baseball. We will have Matt. Thank you so much. I wish you a tremendous 2024 season and beyond. You, sir, are truly one of the game's best at your level in your profession, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Paul. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.